Hi, this is Fabi Fab.
And this is Babelito.
And we are
Latinos Who Lunch,
the podcast where we talk about important things like...
Oye, tú estás muy flacucho. ¿Quieres que te dé unos probióticos para que se te salgan los gusanos?
Las lombrices. Las lombrices.
Hello, hello, hello.
Que show.
Dudes, we're back. What a crazy few weeks we've had, dude.
It's been insane. Like, I come to town to relax, but...
Oh my God, I don't know what that means, but absolutamente sí. So, oh my God. Okay, before we talk about DragCon, which we are going to get into it. Let's get into it. Let's talk about what we're eating here, because this shit is thebomb.net.
We are eating tacos de alambre.
Ugh.
And you know why they're called tacos de alambre?
Tell me why.
Basically, the tacos are because it's skewer. And uh-huh. You know, cuando haces skewers así muy white,
uh-huh.
Le pones carnita, le pones su verdurita.
A cherry tomato.
Todo, uh-huh. Todo ese show.
Uh-huh.
Lo le pones y VOO. Anyway, so you... supposedly, what everything goes in an ingredient of a Mexican skewer is uh-huh. What is in this taco.
Okay, so aquí it has carne asada uh-huh. Con nopales.
No, pero este tiene carne, este tiene tacos al pastor, este tiene queso, tiene nopales, tiene pimiento morrón rojo, tiene pimiento morrón verde. Uf.
Be still my heart.
Dude.
I mean, don't.
Y chorizo.
Oh my, it's so bomb. It's and so we bomb. Got it from the truck right down the street from my studio.
Y bien varas. Vara, pásale.
It's amazing. Okay, let's get into DragCon. If you guys don't know and you don't follow us on social schmeeds.
Shame on you.
Shame on you. But also great job because your life is probably so full and you don't need to be on social media. So you're actually present in your everyday. But we, Babelito and I, moderated a panel at this year's RuPaul's Drag Con in Los Angeles.
Así es.
And it was called The Art of Resistance. Mm-hmm. The panelists were Sasha Velour,
Phoebe Robinson,
A.B. Soto,
and Raymond Brown.
Brown, estúpida pendeja.
Yo voy a seguir diciendo Brown porque me vale vergas.
His name is Raymond Brown.
Me vale.
I know. But anyway... let's talk about it because I was so overwhelmed that I think like I blacked out a lot while I was there because
during the panel or
for everything like okay so oh my God I'm gonna try to like breathe normally here.
Respira pa ya.
Okay, so we get to DragCon and we get to the convention center and it already está lleno and it's not even open yet, you know?
Y para esto, we drove from Vegas to LA. We arrive at Chinatown Pagoda Motel.
Yeah.
At 4 in the morning.
La La Land was filmed there.
Yes.
But I haven't seen that movie.
Yo la voy a ver.
But that's what it said on the billboard.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, yeah, so I had to work late at night, so we drove in at night. We got there at 3 a.m., and then...
Y si llegamos a las... No, llegamos eran casi las 4, porque los pinches dragones had to stop at In-N-Out and eat, so we did.
I always stop at the In-N-Out in Lynnwood. Shout out to Barstow.
Barstow!
Shout out to our 3 listeners in Barstow. What up?
Yes!
So we were really tired. We're super kind of delusional. Tired. Okay, so we get to the convention center and we go upstairs to where the panels are, and we're super early. We're like an hour early. And we're supposed to be there like 30 minutes before.
Mm-hmm.
And we walk into the green room where all the panels, like all the panelists and the moderators are
they waiting. Meeting before they actually go up on stage.
And we walk in, and who's there?
Peppermint.
Milk is there.
Ay, güey, ya se me había olvidado. No, es que llegamos primero nosotros y ellas llegaron, acuérdate.
Yeah, I don't remember.
No, there was nobody there.
Okay, we got there uh-huh. And then Milk walks in, Peppermint, and Sasha.
Sasha.
Sasha. Oh my gosh.
So, at that point, I was still okay. Mm-hmm. Like, at that point, everything was fine. Pero, and Sasha was super awesome. Hey, guys, let's go over the questions. We're sitting down, very profesh. Everything is great. Y luego, que llega Katia.
Oh, my God. So, if you guys don't know, Katia and Trixie are, like, one of my favorite drag queens. I love their show on YouTube.
Así se llama.
Yeah. And Katia walks in. And just goes straight to me and, like, starts going through my notes. She's like, oh, gay activism, how interesting. And I'm just like, oh, like, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to, like.
Yo me congelé.
I should have said, hello, hi, my name is Favi Fav, but I don't know. I couldn't even talk, bitch.
That was one point where we both black out because I didn't realize that we were just, like, in awe. Until Cristal is like,
oh, yeah.
You guys should see each other's faces right now.
Oh, my God. Okay, so just so everybody knows, Cristal from has she? Oh, yeah, she was on Mordida. An episode. She was on one of our friends, Crystal's a photographer, so she was there taking photos of us during DragCon because they're going to put it in Vegas 7 magazine, so we'll make sure to share that link on this episode.
Yes.
And then our friend Michaela was also there taking photographs. And
Carla, the intern.
Carla, our intern, was also there holding our stuff, which was great. Anyway, it was super fun because we were there for like 30 minutes hanging out. And you could see the whole DragCon, like the whole convention center. Like, because we're above. And then everybody started to realize that the drag queens were looking down on them.
Yeah.
And that was when all those season winners
started entering the triumphant entrance. It was so dramatic.
Down the runway.
So good.
So it was like Jinx, Monsoon, Bob the Drag Queen.
Raja,
Violet Chachki. They all did the whole runway walk. And then eventually Detox walked into the room we were at. Wait. Which was... I couldn't even.
She's amazing. You know, like, one of the things about this event is that, like, you got to see everybody's imperfections, right? So you can see the wig lines, you can see the makeup, but there were a couple of queens, and Detox was one of them. Did she look flawless?
Girl, same with Sasha. Like, yes. Sasha's makeup was on point. Like,
Sasha, if you're listening, we're your biggest fans.
Okay, after talking with her, first of all, how cool of her just to sit there and talk to us like we're people.
Yes.
Like, that was very nice. But then, like, I'm a huge fan already because I love her artwork. Mm-hmm. She's an illustrator and she has this drag magazine. If you guys haven't checked it out, it's called Velour. And then
her performances in the club in Brooklyn.
She does the nightgowns show in Brooklyn, like once a month. And then she also uses projection. Like,
if you haven't seen it, Google it.
Google it, locas.
It's amazing.
But anyway, she's so fucking smart. And she was like in this Star Trek, like, fantasy outfit. Yeah, my God.
It was like a pink, like, bright pink suit. Oh, no, it was...
I love, okay, so this is what I loved about her face. Not only, I mean, just like her eyebrows. You know how she always does the best? She has like signature makeup.
Yeah, she makes them, yeah.
Yeah. Her nose contour, like all her contour, I loved sitting that close and looking at it.
Because you couldn't really see, like, with a queen.
Girl, you could see it. But
but when you see other queens, you can see every single line. Yeah. And it was like,
yeah.
Pero con esta, she looks flawless.
Anyway, like Pavelito said, she sat there and we went over the questions. She just wanted to know. She was a little nervous. She even told us. Mm-hmm. And we were just like trying to keep it cool. But then once Raymond Braun got there, A.B. Soto got there.
Phoebe.
They were both super nice. Yeah. And Phoebe Robinson got there. We were just like...
It was funny because she walked in and both of us at the same time. She's like, zoom, like we walked directly to her.
Yeah. Anyway, and Phoebe Robinson, you guys know I love her because she does the podcast so many white guys. And
two dub queens,
as Babelito says.
Miren, escúchelo cuando se ríe de mi acento. Así me voy a reír cuando hable en español.
That's not an accent. You just said the word wrong.
Que la chingada, pues. I quit.
Two dop queens. So
I'm gonna eat my taco.
Eat your taco, you bitch. Anyway, we did the so we're there in the green room, and then eventually Violet Chachki walks in, and it's like I'm not even gonna attempt to look at her because I didn't want to melt right there, you know. And then we go to we go do our panel.
Yeah, we all walk in at the same time, and we have no idea what was happening at that point.
No idea, no idea. So it's all a blur. I don't know what happened.
Oh, bitch! What? I didn't tell you. What? You know how they have the stage?
Yeah.
And the stage ended right there. I almost fell. I have to grab into AB Soto. If I would have fell and brought the curtains with me, it would have sido un pinche escándalo. Like
it would have been awesome.
That's how it started.
Yeah.
So I was a little nervous, but I put my shirt together, and Favi did his introductions one by one. And we started, we had prepared a couple of questions that we thought, what was going to happen? Maybe the questions are going to be answered. Everybody was so on point. Everybody was so professional and prepared. And it was amazing. And we only, unfortunately, we only had like, what, less than 10 minutes, right, for Q&A.
Yeah.
But I loved the fact that there was a lot of different topics that were brought out in the actual panel. It wasn't just about the art of resistance, but it was about identity. It was about so many different things. And I think people love that because we went to other panels and we're like, yep, we did a good job.
Bitch, I went to the Sharon Needles panel. Yeah. And I was like, I'm bored as fuck here.
See, wait.
Like, it was like, mm-mm. Nope. Pero, that's when I actually fell in love with Sasha again, because she really answered our questions. I mean, not that everybody else didn't, but you know, like Phoebe Robinson is on a book tour, or she was, and mm-hmm. I said the name of her book wrong, which, what the fuck? I said, don't touch my hair, because we were listening to Solange all the way up.
That's
dude.
Right.
Fuck. I fucked it up. I was like, I'm sorry. Anyway.
And you hadn't even finished. You were about to correct yourself, and she's like, nope.
I know. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. And then, I mean, they're all pros, you know, especially like Raymond Braun, who that's his job. He's like a media correspondent or whatever. So they kind of all had canned responses. So they answered our questions, but
like they've done it before. They've had those questions before.
Yeah, but I feel like Sasha really thought about her answers, and like, it was really cool.
But it wasn't the second question where I had to elaborate, and I was like, okay, in this political environment, we become the token minority, right? The token Latino, the token gay, the token this and the token that. And I asked them, have you been pushed as the token minority, pushed to perform your identity? Yeah. And how do you use that as a resistance? And people sort of talked about Trump, like a little bit about resisting through their art in today's society or in today's political climate. But like Sasha, she was like, okay, I'm going to think this through and then I'm going to answer. And she answered and it was beautiful. Yeah. She brought fucking queer theory. Like it was amazing.
Oof.
Yeah. She's like, she's great. Judith Butler and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Everybody amazing. Was great. Everybody. Mm-hmm. It was such a great time. And I don't know. It is a great experience. And the next time we do it, we're going to do an even better job. And I won't be nervous because I didn't know what to expect. You
bitch,
know?
You were shaking.
I was fucking nervous, bitch. I'm like, ah, I was about to explode. Yeah, it was fun.
I try to keep my cool. Like, I was like, I'm going to pretend this is
I
like,
know, but then I was like, do you need to, like, wake up? Because I just wanted to have people excited.
You know what? I thought it was going to be more like a performance. So I was ready to, like, have the microphone and walk to one side of the stage.
You know what,
though?
We should have grabbed the mic. Like, did you notice? Because Phoebe is a performer. So, mm-hmm. like, every time she talked, she took the mic out of the thing.
Mic,
and
yeah,
she's a pro, dude.
But the fact is that we sat behind a table, and that gives me this like academic security to just like sit there and talk. And I noticed myself because I'm like, I'm not going to roll my eyes. I'm going to be very professional.
And I went, yo no digo nada.
Yo no voy a decir nada.
But it was awesome. It was a packed house. Shout out to Luis and Brenda from Tamarindo Podcast. They were there. Julio Salgado from Culture Strike was there.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to one of our listeners, Cindy, who was in the audience.
Oh my God.
She was so fucking
super sweet
at the end.
We love you. It was awesome.
Oh my God. It was so nice.
It was the only person there for us. Everybody else was there for Sasha.
I love everybody was there for Sasha. It was a packed panel, but it was for Sasha for sure. Because when she came in, everybody went crazy.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I was like, damn, are we that popular?
Nope. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So that was cool. And then we got to talk to Phoebe Robinson after she signed my book. And then we were like, what are we going to do? Like, let's go try to check out DragCon. Let's go downstairs and talk to people.
Ahí fue cuando la perdí. Like,
I know.
I think I got in a bad mood, and then I was angry, and then I was sad, and I was tired, and it's like, okay, it's time to go eat.
Yeah.
Because it was so much. Later, somebody tagged us on Facebook. There were 40,000 people there.
Damn.
And everybody trying to see their favorite drag queen. The lines, I heard the line for Alyssa, dude, was 2 hours long.
Oh, my God.
Oh, y la peor fue Alaska. For Alaska, it was like hours and hours. I see kids just like lining up. It was crazy.
Oh,
so the way that they do the convention is there's different aisles and there's different booths. And people are promoting different products for drag queen. So there's like pelucas, like jewels, makeup, porn, and like whatever you can think about. But there were also in between, were different booths for different queens that have been in the show.
And that's what I wish was a little bit more organized. Like, I wish that the drag queens were all on the perimeter so that they could form lines behind their booths. Because a lot of the drag queens that were like in the middle of the convention center,
it got too crowded.
The people were waiting in the walkways to see them. And it was just so, at one point, it was just so crowded. So we went down there and we went down to the Culture Strike booth because we wanted to say hi to La Chucha and to Julio Salgado. And if you don't know who Culture Strike is,
Google locas,
yeah. But they're an awesome organization, but they weren't there, I think. They were like on a break. So we were just like, we got to just go because we were exhausted. And we're like, we need a little break, so we need to go eat. So Brenda from Tamarindo was like, oh, I know this place. I got you. So we walked to this place, and we found our friend Hillary. Shout out to Hillary. She's been your friend for a long time.
But
she's also like the biggest Latinos Who Lunch supporter. And we found Hillary.
She flew from the Bay Area to come and see us.
And we went to go eat with her. And we ran into Raymond Braun at the restaurant and everything. And finally, after like a couple of hours of just like processing what had just happened, because you guys, you don't understand. You don't understand. Like, if you are a fan of Drag Race, you're literally, like, when we were walking to Culture Strike, I saw Nicole Paige Brooks, and I almost, like, had a heart attack. And I was just like, Nicole Paige Brooks from Atlanta, Georgia! And she looked at me like, hi, what? Like, hello? Oh, my God. Everybody's just, like, feet, like Michelle Visage was 3 feet away.
You saw
from
Michelle?
Me. Yes, bitch, she was right there. Ginger Minj was next to Culture Strike. Just
I
like
didn't see Ginger
out.
Either.
She was standing right next to you, fool.
Literally,
right next to you, dude.
Estupidex.
Eres un pendejex estupidex.
But I was thinking about this because I'm like,
it was so overwhelming.
I was thinking about it because people I don't remember who asked me. It's like, so what's the point of all this? I'm like, just think about, let's say back like 15, 20 years ago, no, like 20, 30 years ago before the internet is what it is today, right? If people had the chance to go to a conference, a convention center, and meet all their Hollywood stars, like all their idols, all in the same room, that's what these kids were doing. Like, these kids are into drag queens, and they have been for the past I don't know, year or a couple of years, and this is the new idols that people are forming. And the fact that you could meet them and take selfies with them, oof.
No. And you know, RuPaul always says never meet your idols, so I didn't want to meet. I love the fact, to me, I got my money's worth just from being in like 3 feet away from them. Like, I didn't want to meet Alyssa Edwards. I just wanted to look at her in person. You know what I mean? Can you imagine if we got, what the fuck would you
like,
say to Alyssa Edwards?
Just standing next to her, I was freaking out. I don't know. I would have.
Wait, what?
Estoy zurrado.
What are you feeling right now?
Me siento como, no sé, güey, I cannot even talk.
Describe,
like, my heart is beating, man.
Describe her right now.
It's like a fucking, she's wearing a blonde afro, and she's wearing a one-piece suit all rhinestone, and she is just perfect. Look at her. It's like a Vegas Elvis drag queen.
She has, I think her line is like around the block. This is insane. Oh, my God.
Look
she's
at her.
She's wearing all gold. Oh, my God. She's living like a disco.
Tengo que ir a limpiarme al baño, güey. I can't do this.
Okay. I don't know. I can't wait in these lines, bitch. I'm gonna die.
This is crazy.
Is
this is too much.
Crazy. Everybody's here too. Like, all walks of life, you know, all walks of life. It's incredible. I know her.
I don't know. Like, my heart was beating so hard. Oh, I've, my God. Like, for people, I mean, there's so many queens that I love.
Yeah.
But for me, Alisa, I spend hours and hours and hours watching YouTube videos of her. And it's just like, I love her.
Latrice? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. So, okay. Let's rewind. Turn the thing down, flip it, reverse it. Okay. So we went to eat, and then finally we're like, okay, let's go back to the convention and like try to be in there, be in the moment. Because I told you, Babalita, I was like, I'm just too overwhelmed. I can't. I was having like an anxiety attack.
I was getting mad too, like annoyed about the whole thing.
Because there was like so many people there. And then, okay, so we go back and we're like, all right, let's do this. So I take out the recorder and we start recording everybody and getting photographs for Seven Magazine, which is really like taking pictures with all the queens that we could.
Yeah.
And then it was pretty fun. Just kind of interacting with everybody. And finally, we see Julio from Culture Strike.
It was the sweetest. Oh, my gosh. It was the sweetest thing because we've never met.
Yeah.
We chatted before through Instagram.
Yeah.
Or Facebook. I remember when he first listened to our podcast, he was posting on Facebook.
Yeah.
But I think we follow each other a lot. Uh-huh. And when I saw him and when he saw me, like, we just ran and hugged each other. Aww. Like, we've been best friends for a long time. And that was super sweet.
This microphone, I don't know how to use it. So. Okay. But this is good.
Okay. This is Julio Salgado.
Hi, Julio.
Hi. I'm so excited to finally meet y'all.
I know. As soon as I saw you, we haven't met before. And we're like, like a big like hug. This is amazing. So, do you like drag queens? What happened? Why are you guys here?
So, I think, like, I'm in my head. I am a drag queen. I even created a character that I draw because I would never have. Only one time in Halloween I did it for fun, but it didn't work out. It was messy. So I have this character called Perla del Norte, porque soy del Norte, no me ensenada. And so she's my sobaco. I didn't do that pinche Norte. And then and my friend actually got me into RuPaul's Drag Race. Yeah. It was when was the season when Adora Delano was season six, no?
Season six. Yeah, five or six, yeah.
It was six.
We met. Yes.
Yes. So that my friend was like, oh, you should watch. Like, I heard about it. I was like, no, like, it looks. I'm not. No. Yeah. You know, reality TV. I don't really watch a lot of reality TV.
No.
But then I started watching it, and I was just like, oh my God, this shit is good. Mm-hmm. And then Adore, like, you know, she was just like really good and like.
Always, from Azusa.
De Azusa, California, la cabrona, pinche chola.
La chillona.
And so, yeah, like, I got into it. And so we ended up here because Rudy, I call him Rudy Blue from Maricon Collective.
Oh, yeah, Rudy Garcia.
Yeah, Rudy Garcia, yeah. Who's running this shit, basically.
Yeah.
She was like, you know, yeah, we need more organizations of color who are representing, you know, for us here at DragCon. She was like, come through. And I was like, yeah. And it worked out because we're working on a project with some filmmakers here in LA this week, with some filmmakers and unaccompanied minors. And I was like, it works out because I'm going to be here this week. And it happened here. And I was like, let's make it happen.
I know. I was walking around, and when I saw Yara Sofia's booth and then I saw yours, I'm like, this is going to be Rudy. Yes.
It was Rudy. It was Rudy.
An official shout out to Rudy from us right now, because without him, we wouldn't have been moderating the panel this morning, the Art of Resistance.
Yes.
And that was, for me, that was incredible to be sitting up there with amazing people.
Yes.
I had to kind of pinch myself afterwards, just like,
Kicking
with Phoebe Robinson. Like, what? I was pretending to be normal because I was next to Phoebe Robinson and I could see you. And I've been following you for a long time. And I was like saying hi from like,
bitch,
I'm so happy that I didn't see you. I would have been like,
bitch, whenever I do panels and I see somebody that I see, I'm like, hey, bitch, I don't give a fuck. If I see somebody, I'm like, hey, what's up? But, you know, I guess it's gotta be different because it's like more professional.
Yeah.
A veces a mí se me va la onda and I'll be like, hi, whatever. Oh, but it was funny because I came here knowing that, you know, people are here for the queens, right? And I'm like, you know, nobody's going to know about the work that we do in Culture. But a lot of people have been coming to me like, oh, my God, I've seen, like, the Migration is Beautiful campaign. And when I actually got out of your panel, I came out, And this dude was like, as soon as I came out, he started screaming. He came over to me, and then he was like, I've been watching your work and all this shit. And I was like, oh my God, that's really awesome. Sweet. I was like, eh. Hey. Esta está
Instagramiando. Hi. Hi. Is it even doing it? I can't tell.
You're not pressing it. You're not pressing
it. Oh, yeah, it was.
Oh, okay. So it's like,
so
really,
you got recognized here?
Yeah, and it's like, to me, it was like, oh my God, like, you know, we need to be in spaces like this, because a lot of the times, it's not just like the, you know, the superficial thing, but it's like what people do here, like the drag queens that do here, you know, it's really important. As, you know, esta La Sasha was talking about, you know, the history of drag.
Yeah.
It's just like, she was so eloquent and like so...
Sasha, you know, has... Sasha. I mean, I was a fan, but after meeting her today...
She's become one of my favorites.
We showed up to the panel room, and she was like, okay, guys, what are we talking about? Let's sit. Like, we had a little meeting before.
Yes.
Oh, yes. My gosh. And AB Soto, so nice. Yeah. Also, he's amazing.
So nice.
Everybody was amazing.
So nice. He took a picture with a Migration is Beautiful poster.
Oh!
And we text. So it's like, again, like, they're very... I like it that everybody here is so accessible to do shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And So the Culture Strike table booth here, representing so many artists that are part of your group Culture Strike, right?
Yes.
We have La Chucha here.
We have La Chucha.
La Chucha.
We have R from Fabiana Rodriguez, who started Culture Strike. She started Culture Strike like 5 years ago, which was actually the reason why I moved to the Bay Area. She was like, we need to work together. And, you know, she started the organization. And so we have art by her. We have art by Ori Original. It's another amazing artist. He does a lot of images. He has this project called Justice for Our Lives. And a lot of, like, the police shooting that he creates images. I'm pretty sure if you've seen him, you've seen his work.
Amazing.
So, you know, we have amazing folks. We have Christy Rode, one of my fucking favorite artists. She's from New York. She does, like, she's just, like, a lot of punk rock sensibility. Yeah. Like, I love her shit. So, there's hella artists here that we have their work, and people are loving it, and I'm excited to be here.
This is so cool.
Yeah, it's amazing because there's a lot of recognition of you guys. Like, everybody knows about you. I went to an actual panel maybe a couple years ago in this big art history conference, and, like, art historians, like, we're talking about you guys.
¿Y por qué no me invitaron?
Porque no te conocía.
It's really funny to me that, I mean, one of the reasons why I even started taking gigs, you know, like, doing lectures in colleges, was because people were talking about my art, which is amazing, and I'm really grateful. But I'm like, bitch, I'm still alive. Like, I can talk about my own art from my own perspective, because I don't want... It's a lot of times, it's only when we're dead, especially as queer people of color, as artists, like, you know, that we're dead, that then people are like, oh my God, the artist was good. I wish I could have met him when they were alive.
Yeah.
And it's like, motherfucker, I'm here.
Yeah, like, just go to Instagram. Yeah.
I mean, my lecture is called I'm a Queer Artist of Color and I'm Still Alive for that same reason, because I don't want to wait until something tragic happens, you know, for us. When Orlando happened, like, the news that you saw, the people that you saw, was like people that look like us. And I'm like, it had to take a fucking tragic ass moment
for us to wake up,
recognize, to say, like, oh, there's people of color who are going through this shit. And I'm like, we need to do more work, you know, as artists, as writers, that celebrate the shit that we do, the badass shit, the messiness, the imperfection of being an immigrant, a person of color, todas esas chingaderas. And, like, that's, I feel like I'm going more towards in my work, showing that aspect. And so I'm excited that people love the work, and you know, Culture Strike, again, it's like, the reason why I love working with Culture Strike is that we commission artists, we pay artists, because a lot of times, it's like the last thing people think about paying artists. It's like, I wish I could pay my fucking rent with a poster, but I can't. And so we create funds so that the works that you see here, all the artists have been paid for the work.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, they just concentrate on the final product, but they forget, like, all the pain. All the sweat and tears that go into making
no me sale
like
del
this.
Pinche culo la pinche traba. You know, like, it
no,
takes
no
work.
Crece, como dice mi papá, no crecen árboles.
I know.
Yes. Well, Julio, thank you so much for talking to us, and we're going
to
have a full episode with you.
Yes.
So let's save it for the long play.
Yeah.
I am so happy that we ran into you. And it's so cool to, like, we've just, like, met so many amazing people through social media. Like, that is a powerful ass tool.
Yeah.
Like, when I first started watching your YouTube videos or following you on Instagram, I would have never thought, like, oh, someday we're just going to keep you with Julio. Yeah, this is so fucking
me
cool.
Too. I really love y'all. Like, y'all, like, I was
oh,
telling...
Oh, go on.
I actually don't listen to a lot of podcasts. Like, I don't. And so my friend Nancy was like, She was like, you should check out this podcast, you know. And it was because y'all were, you know, y'all, you know, mentioned my work.
Yes.
It was like, I'm listening to this podcast and talking about your work. I was like, a ver, ¿quiénes son? And I was like, started listening. And I was fucking floored.
I remember when you posted that day.
I was like, oh my God, they're fucking hilarious. I want to meet them and hang out with them. Ponle bien peda con ellas. Like, I'm like,
that's what we need to do tonight, bitch. Okay, let's go. Let's do it. Thank you so much. Bye.
Isn't that amazing how, like, Instagram, I've met a lot of friends through Instagram. And when you meet them and when you in person, it's like...
It's like you've known them before.
Yeah, like nothing.
Uh-huh.
And that's exactly what I felt with Julio.
With Julio,
me
too.
And eventually La Chucha. La Chucha was so much taller than I thought.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my God. Hey, girl. but, oh my God. She was so nice, too.
It was so awesome.
Yeah, La Chucha's awesome. And... Pablo, I think his name was. I don't know. It's on Instagram. He's Pablo's Pink Taco. So I think so. But it was just so cool to see those dudes and to see that DragCon is given the opportunity to organizations like that to have a booth there.
Yeah.
And that is thanks to Rudy.
Mm-hmm.
Rudy Garcia, shout out to you. If it wasn't for Rudy reaching out to us and putting this panel together last minute, because it happened like a couple weeks ago that he called us. We wouldn't have been part of it. And he listens to the podcast and he wanted to do something art related but he made it happen.
And
it was
like,
incredible.
And not only that, but giving us the opportunity to actually moderate and take control over this discussion. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And as soon as we met the people from Culture Strike, I was like, we're going to kiki. Like, it's gonna be fun.
And we did. Okay, can we talk about that for 1 second?
Okay.
Okay, so Julio was like, hey, hot dance. And... No, just kidding. I'm not gonna do that.
That's the best impression.
No, Julio was like, we're going to this thing called Sex Cells in Echo Park. You can say, okay. And I looked at Abuelito and I was like, okay, let's go. But he knew, I was like, I don't wanna go.
No,
I'm an old lady. And I
eso dices, wait, pero you start drinking and you forget you're like...
I know, but I just love to drink at a shitty dive bar and just like kick it. You know what I mean?
It's about hanging out.
No quería. I didn't want to go do something that's like part of a scene. But once we got there, it was pretty funny.
It was pretty fucking hilarious.
I was having a great time.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay.
Girl, you were feeling yourself.
The music got good. What can I say? And... you know, it was just really interesting to see, like, how white people can get away with being mediocre. And, like, they're charging... Okay, shout out to Julio and his friend who got us in for free. But I would be so mad if I paid $13 to see what we saw on stage.
Pero, güey, te estoy diciendo, there was, like... I would have paid $13 to see that guy from Hunks and His Punks doing that stuff with whatever her name was.
Girl, his computer wasn't even working. It took them like 20 minutes to figure out.
This is from... We just went to a place where people play how much to see drag queens do nothing. Like, this
excuse me?
Well, they were just sitting there.
No. Latrice Royale was standing in her fucking booth, kikiing with everybody for 6 hours. That's not doing nothing, okay?
Ooh.
Yeah. So I understand you love all that shit, but it's like to me it's like I'm here to see a show. Like what the fuck? What's going on? But you know it got good by the end. And that lady Angeline with the pink convertible was
I had
there.
No idea who she was.
You didn't know who she was?
No.
Oh.
So like when she came in with a convertible and everybody's taking pictures, I'm like, ¿qué les pasa?
She was so fucking funny. It's such a weird thing.
It's so but LA too.
It was so LA. It was great.
LA.
But
yeah.
we had a great time. We just anyway, so back to DragCon.
Regresate.
Okay. So we talked to Culture Strike and then we're like, all right, we gotta go look around. We went to Sasha Velour's
booth
to see her, but there was a line of people like around the whole fucking place.
Yeah.
So we just kinda waved at her and blew her kisses and because we were like super fangirling out. And I went back later in the day, like before DragCon closed, and I bought everything.
I know you're like, wearing one of them.
I'm wearing one of her t-shirts right now. Like, it's like, how many t-shirts you got? I want one of each. I want all the magazines. I want the pin. I bought everything.
Oh, wait, you bought the magazine?
I have the magazine. I have it upstairs. I'll bring it down.
Have you seen them? Like, have you flipped through
them?
Yes,
girl, I have them all.
Oh, that's so awesome.
They're amazing. One of them is a collaboration with Shea Coulee. Ooh. Yeah, it's really cool. So, or has a collaboration. And then it was just funny to see everybody's booths and like how they had it set up.
Some queens just put like a curtain. Some queens went out. Yeah. Kimchi's booth was amazing. It was filled with flowers. And she was just sitting there in a throne, like desparramada, güey, sin hacer nada.
She looked like a big old cupcake.
Como una dona, güey, con sprinkles, like sin hacer nada, güey. And it was wonderful. Like just walking by that booth, I was like, she's an artist.
Shea Coulee's booth was really awesome.
No la vi, no te digo.
¿No tienes ojos o qué?
No tengo. Al que sí vi fue a Boomer Banks, pero that's another episode.
Oh my God.
Qué chaparrito.
Those porn stars, we saw a lot of porn stars there, you guys, and they're so small. Like, their height is small.
¿Por qué estamos hablando así? Para que no nos oigan.
I know. I don't want Boomer Banks to hear this. But I thought because when you see them in the movies, they're like so big, you know?
Yes. And I thought then, he was, anyway.
Yeah.
He was making out with a dude. Just like that. Like, it was part of the show.
Good job. Well, way
Dios
to go.
Dios mío, el abismo real.
I know. Anyway, so some queens, oh, Trixie Mattel's booth. Did you see that? That was really awesome.
Yes.
And
that
Willems
was one of the most
funny.
Popular queens. Yeah. Like, she had a big line.
Bitch, Valentina.
Güey, yes.
Did you see that?
People, Valentina. No mames, güey. She's beautiful. Let's start with that. Let's give her that. But she was wearing this headpiece that looked like the top of the cupola of the Church of Puerto Vallarta. Like, it was this weird-ass thing with flowers. She was wearing a red tutu. ¿Mumu? ¿Cómo se dice?
Tutu.
Tutu, güey. But you couldn't see her because she had a fucking blocked booth.
Yeah, that's badass.
But did you see the line? It was all Chicano kids. They were like these cholos waiting to take pictures. It was a beautiful thing.
That was
bad.
Yeah, it was like a tent. Mm-hmm. So like a lot of the queen, most of everybody else really had an open booth. So if you walked by, you could see them. But Valentina was muy VIP cabana. Like I could see, I peeked around the corner.
She passed by the culture strike before she went over there.
Yeah.
And Julio and I are like, what?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, judging by their booths, like Valentina or Shea Coulee is the winner of season 9. Like just judging.
Really, Shea Coulee?
Shea Coulee's booth was really.
Those are the top
Shea
three.
Shea Coulee. Shea Coulee.
Let's do our predictions right now. Shea Coulee, Valentina.
Sasha is going to make it to at least fourth.
I hope she wins.
Sasha's going to be up there. But I think it's, judging by Alexis's booth, Alexis is going to make it pretty far too.
I didn't see Alexis's booth.
Yeah.
I'm so behind.
Yeah. Anyway.
You know what I was thinking, though, before we continue?
Alexis Michelle.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking of how badass this is, that kids get to follow a group of men that are bending the rules of gender.
Yeah.
Like, that's the main thing about drag queens. And we I think was it the second episode of Latinos Who Lunch, we talked about it. Yeah. We compare them with nuns because nuns are considered like almost like a different sex in the colonial period, blah, blah, blah. But at the end, it's about that. It's about performing gender in a different way. And there it's like large different levels of a gray area that you can do. And I saw a lot of drag kings walking around.
That was cool.
Badass. So cool. Yeah. And I was just like, how cool. Like, if we were like, when I was like 10, 12, we didn't have that. Like, it's almost like we were limited in the type of heroes that we were supposed to, or the type of idols that we're supposed to idolize or whatever as kids. But now there's everything. You can like anything, and then there's a convention for it. And that's fucking wonderful, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was so cool.
Oh my God, that kid. We're like, excuse me, what are you guys standing in line for? What did he say?
Oh my God. There was a huge line, and we didn't know what it was for. Uh-huh. And there's this, he looked like he was 13,
like
with
12,
long
13,
hair,
uh-huh.
Really skinny, like emo looking kid, but he had like fierce eye makeup on.
Yes.
And I said, excuse me, what are you waiting in line for? And he looked at me like I was crazy, then looked me up and down,
uh-huh.
and he said, Violet Chachki. And I was like, what?
Excuse me.
Okay. And I'll keep it moving. Thank you.
And wasn't that, was it that or the season with Adore where like there was a switch of the following?
Yeah, they started to, there's a lot of young queens now because to cater to the teenagers that watch the show.
But they didn't used to watch the show before. Yeah. I think it was the season with Adore because Adore was the first like big Instagram.
Yeah.
Isn't she had like the most followers out of everybody?
Sure. You know what's funny is that I didn't realize that Adore's name was a pun until like yesterday.
Te pasas,
Adore del ano. Adore del ano. Like, uh-huh. Oh my God, I feel so stupid.
Te pasas. When you were asking me, I'm like, is he for real?
Do you know what charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent spells out?
No.
You don't know why he says that?
No.
Charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent.
Santo niño de Atocha. No, pero ese está más escondido que el otro.
Nah, bitch. I figured it out like season 2 or 3. Yeah, that's awesome, huh?
Qué bárbaro.
Uh-huh. So that's why they're like, you need to keep your charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent on point. You know, he always says stupid shit like that.
Yes.
Anyway.
Oh my God.
We ran into James Mansfield, who I thought was going to win the whole season, and I was dead wrong. Can you believe that? He was sent home first, Bodicita.
And you had texted me like a week
James before. James Mansfield. I thought she was gonna. She was one of my front runners for this season 9.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She's really great. Pero.
¿Es mexicana?
No sé, we have to ask her.
Okay.
So we're waiting in line here to meet her, and we're super excited. She looks beautiful. She got this whole, like, plush teddy bear thing going, and I love her so much. She looks great.
A ver qué nos dicen.
You.
Yes. Hi.
Get it.
Hi. We're with the podcast Latinos Who Lunch.
Okay.
And I just want to say we love you.
Thank you.
First, because of your drag history series on YouTube. It's one of my favorite things.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And I had a question for you. Are you Latina?
I am.
Yes!
I knew it! With your music on drag history, I was like, this girl is Latina. That music is too good. And oh my God, you're just so beautiful. Thank you so much.
Oh God, was it the cuckoo song?
The cuckoo? Yeah. No te metas con mi cuckoo. That's how it goes.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you. Just have fun.
Bye-bye. Told you.
No sabías.
I love James Mansfield because I love it when they get into their character and she completely transforms.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, oh my God. Okay. So people had booths and then people had just like, some people were just there for a couple hours doing meet and greet. So Elvira was there.
There was a long line for Elvira.
Nicole Page Brooks was there. Charlie Hides. And then Dita Ritz.
Oh my gosh. She's one of my favorite, you guys.
Category is cheesecake.
Me surré, güey, cuando la... And we were the first one in line.
Yeah. As soon as she came up, it was just like perfect timing. Oh. I was like, bitch, that's Dita Ritz. And we went straight to her and talked to her. And she's just so amazing.
For those of you who don't know who Dita Ritz, just Google Dita Ritz lip sync for your life. That's all you have to Google. And that is the best lip sync in the 10 seasons of fucking RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah. There's only 9 seasons, but...
Whatever. It's so good that it's even better than the whole next season that is coming.
It is a moving performance. Like when I watch that, like there's certain YouTube videos that I save for when I'm depressed or like I'm feeling
down.
That's
one of them.
Mm-hmm. One of them is Oprah's Legends Ball, where Patti LaBelle summons the spirit of Jesus Christ himself.
I forgot about that.
That and Dita Ritz doing the lip sync.
Go back. What is Oprah said? Like Jesus
showed up. And he showed out.
That is the best line. Oh,
I fucking love
God.
That video. But Dita Ritz doing the Natalie Cole song.
This could be.
Híjole.
This, anyways.
I don't know what it is. Anyway, you need to watch it. She fucking...
Like, I just think about it.
She takes me to church. She takes me to church. And it's because her father was a pastor. So she's like doing church moves. Like she was feeling the spirit. spirit. Those legs, bitch.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. And you know, and even though she was wearing a shake and go wig, it doesn't matter. She fucking killed it.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. We just wanted to say hi. We love you so much.
I love you too. What's your name?
Fabi Fav.
Fabi Fav.
And Mabelita. And we are from the podcast Latinos Who Lunch.
Oh, okay.
We love you. You are amazing.
Thank you so much.
And we just want to say hello.
Thank you. Check out
your merch. You have some amazing stuff here.
Yes, I have a gorgeous 8x10 photo here that I can autograph that I am selling for $10.
I would love one of those,
and
please.
I will autograph it for you. And I will kiss it if you want me to.
Okay.
Make you feel loved, honey.
Yes.
Are you guys having fun?
Yes.
This is fun, right? This is my first drag con, so I'm having so much fun.
Yeah.
First too.
Seeing everybody and meeting everyone. So.
How does it feel to be the best lip sync for your life? In RuPaul's drag history.
I'm doing a lip sync panel today, so I get to talk about that.
Okay.
And I never have, like, publicly ever talked about it. Like, I just get asked, like, oh, you did a good job, or I love your lip sync. But I never get to really talk about, like, how much performance is a big deal of my drag, you know?
Every time I introduce somebody to the show, it's through your performance.
I hear that a lot. Yes. A lot of people are like, they show that lip sync, or they say they saw the lip sync, and it's like, that made me start watching the show more and more. So I really appreciate it. I appreciate the love so much. Thank you.
You're amazing. Yes, let me buy one of these, please. Oh, we'll get to it then. That's
okay,
fine.
Okay, cool.
Yay. Anything for Dita.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
I'm excited to see your panel.
Yes, I was all about Dita Ritz too, because I have listened to RuPaul's podcast, and she was one of the guests, like maybe like a year or two ago, and she talked about how she quit drag for a while, like it was too much, because again, the followers get mean. I mean, you have all these followers that love her and whatever, but there's also the trolls that can destroy you. So she pulled out a little bit for a while, and she comes back, and now she's everywhere again. And I love it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So after we saw her, we needed another break. So we went to go see some panels, and then we found the press room, and we snuck into there. Well, we didn't sneak because we had press people with us,
and it was so nice because we just
to take a break. And Jerry O'Connell was in there, the fat kid from Stand By Me, who's now a hot dude, and then
yo no lo conozco,
and Derek Barry was there with Nebraska Thunderfuck and Nick San Pedro.
Nick,
come on, baby, get over here. Come to mama.
Oh Lord, not the breastfeeding again.
Hi, I'm Fabi Fav, Justin.
Emmanuel, I'm Sean.
We're all from Vegas.
And we're all from Las Vegas, so I'm asking, you guys are repping Las Vegas big time in the drag world. You're an artist, a designer, drag queen, model, and of course, Derek Barry.
Yay!
Oh my God, what a talent.
All of it.
That's true. So how does it feel being at DragCon and repping Las Vegas?
You know, I think that there's so many times that Las Vegas gets known as a certain way. You know, they had contestants like Chanel and Coco Montrese. And,
oh, so what are you saying?
Bitches. Oh, just kidding. And then they had me. No, but I think that Vegas girls are not afraid to speak their mind, and that's what I love about them. Because you don't have to wonder if that bitch likes you. If she don't like you, she'll tell you if she don't like you. So I love that, and that's it's that like cutthroat, edgy, the lights are brighter here mentality.
Vegas is a cutthroat market. The best of the best come to Vegas to try to make it and get some time on the stage. So you have to be cutthroat, and you have to be empowered to speak your mind to get some camera time.
It's true. It's no doubt that all of my artwork is inspired by the glitz and glam and color and lights of Las Vegas. So it's true that it would be the same thing for anyone on stage.
And if any of our listeners in Las Vegas want to see you, what's the best way to do that?
Oh, gosh.
You're all over.
Well, we post our tour dates on social media.
Oh, great.
And on DerekBarry.com.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. Awesome. So, I mean, I do special occasions and events at Divas still. I love working there and seeing all my sisters. And then we may be doing some more work with Flair Nightclub in Las Vegas as well.
Yeah, Flair Nightclub and Hamburger Mary's is coming to town, baby. It's coming to Sin City.
Whoa.
So we will be at Hamburger Mary's as well.
Yeah. Awesome. Do you have any art shows coming up?
Anything you'll find out on NickSanPedro.com.
NickSanPedro.com. Awesome. Yes. Thank you so much for talking to Latinos Who Lunch.
Thanks, Latinos Who Lunch.
It was cool. And then we're like, well, we should probably go home. Like, we're exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
But then we were like, fuck it, let's go downstairs one more time, because we were going to try to see Latrice, I think.
And I wanted to see Alisa. I was in a mission, pero no se pudo.
Yeah, it was too long of a line.
Yeah.
But then my freaking favorite moment was actually seeing Yara Sofia and Jessica Wilde.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
They were all over the place. I love it.
Bull, bitch.
Like, ¿Qué están haciendo? Show me that. Is that a taser? What's going on? What is this? It was amazing.
Yana Sofia thought the recorder was a taser. She's like, ay, Jacob. Oh, it was hilarious.
Bitch, the trauma is real.
I love her so much. Yara Sofia and Jessica Wilde are so funny. Yara's so fucking fierce, too. Like, every time I see her, I can't believe, like, how amazing she looks.
Yeah, we gotta have her in the and podcast.
Jessica Wilde is just so funny, like
they're gorgeous.
Her personality, I feel, didn't really shine through in her season of Drag Race.
Yeah, based on what we saw here, yes.
Oh my God, they were so funny.
Hi. Jessica Wilde, bella. I'm Fabi Fav, and this is Babelito. We're from the podcast Latinos Who Lunch.
De las ¿Qué es eso, loca? Ponga Isabel Pantoja, la que le gusta a ella. ¿Qué es eso? Raúl, ¿qué es eso? No, pues la otra, la de ahorita. Yeah, but I want the original because I know how to work it. I don't know this version.
Una foto.
¿Que nos subimos?
Adam, you know I'm a choreographer, singer. I know.
Yara, we are from Las Vegas, and we have a podcast, Latinos Who Lunch.
And what is it?
And we love you.
What is that? Is that a taser? Is that a taser?
A taser?
Oh my God!
No, it's a microphone. It's a microphone.
¿Qué es esto? Are you live right now?
Yeah, we're live. Oh, sorry.
We're live right here in DragCon.
Not too close,
but what about if I'm loud and I want people to know that I'm loud?
Oh,
so
it's
I have to put it closer. Sorry for that. Sorry for your ears. Bye. And I put it more closer. Is it stupid?
It's okay. You sounded
pero
great.
Pero en español o en inglés.
Los dos.
Entonces, ¿cómo
es
que se llaman?
Latinos Who Lunch.
Who Lunch.
Yes.
Baby. Latinos in the house. No importa si eres de México, de Perú, de Puerto Rico, somos latinos, nos apoyamos y somos un escándalo.
¡Escándalo!
Latinos Who Lunch, como lucha libre.
Latinos Who Lunch.
No, like food.
Porque todos comemos.
Yes! Oh my God, we have a commercial.
Are you live?
I'm recording it.
Their booth was like so loud and just like just so great.
And that was the thing, like there was not a lot of Latino representation, and
yeah,
and I think Rudy's really trying. I think it's gonna keep growing, but it was like, it was Latinos Who Lunch, it was Yara's booth, and it was Culture Strike. I mean, there was just a couple of us, but like they represented, man, they like really represented for all the Latina drag queens. So shout out to both of them. It was amazing.
For sure. That was so cool. And I know that Yara Sofia lives in Las Vegas, so I'm sending positive energy. Hopefully, I would love to do a full interview with Yara and Jessica. So
that would be so fun.
That would
fun.
Be so awesome.
We gotta know somebody.
I know. Anyway, it was an incredible time. Thank you so much to Rudy. We owe you a big one.
Pero cabrón.
Yeah, like whatever you need. Like seriously.
Lo que se te ocurra.
You got my number. So, it was wonderful. And I can't wait to go again. And this time I'll be more prepared, you know?
I think we did great. Like, I think
we did a great job.
No, because I think we actually were more prepared than... I think we're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take a little break. Can you do some transition music for me? Today's episode has been brought to you by Lindo Michoacán,
the original on Desert Inn.
Oh my gosh. When I need my chips and salsa fix, I can't get it anywhere. But Lindo Michoacán, dude.
And when my mother needs her menudo fix on Sundays, that is the place to go. Lindo Michoacán.
Menudo, the band from the 1980s?
No, pendeja.
Oh! Menudo, the stew with intestines and hominy?
Exactly.
Oh!
Your descriptions, but...
You know what, though? It's so hard to get good menudo, you know, because you need a place you can trust.
My mother has been in this town for almost 20 years, and she's tried every single place and... Every Sunday, she's there with her menudo.
The menudo.
And now, if you mention that you listen to us, to Latinos Who Lunch, you will get what?
25% off. That's right. Lindo Michoacán, the original Lindo Michoacán.
Así es.
On East Desert Inn is a partner with Lindo, with Lindos Who Lunch, Latinos Who Lunch. So you say you're a listener, LWL, Latinos Who Lunch listener, they will give you 25% off at that location.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh my gosh.
Coman cuatro veces a la semana, and that's one meal free a week.
Oh my God. Save water, drink margaritas. Lindo Michoacán. And we're back.
Ay, güey.
My name.
Cállate ya.
Okay.
Dude, what a week. You know why I also super mega enjoyed it? Because we got on the road at 10 and I turned in my dissertation.
10 p.m. Huh?
Like an hour before.
Damn.
So this is like...
Are you done with your dissertation?
I'm like 99.99% there. Like I'm...
Oh my God.
The hardest part is over. Yes.
So. We're going to have to call you Dr. Babelito from now on.
El Dr. Ortega.
The doctor is in.
Ooh. Dr. Babelito.
Dr. Babelito.
Va a ser como en vez de señorita Laura. Dr. Babelito. Dr. Babelito.
Oh my God.
No, nobody call me doctor. That's fucking stupid. But yes, I'm almost done.
Bitch, when I get my master's degree, that's all. I want everybody just to call me master.
Maestro Favela.
Yes. Yes. Do you have any recommendations for the people this week?
Do I ever? What? I have.
What?
I have been listening thanks to Radio Menea. Mm-hmm. Thanks to Veronica Valletti Flores.
Girl. You know, I can't stop thinking about them. Perez and Veronica, I have the biggest, like... fan crush on them.
Wait,
they're so fucking cool.
I listened to their episode with us.
Yeah.
Te lo juro, seis veces.
Oh.
I just love it. But anyway, so she posted about, oh, I know this is old news, but you should watch this video of this band called Mula. And I'm I'm going to check it out. And this album came out in March. It's called Aguas. Dude, every Caribbean genre put together in 12 songs. Mm. Done in the most beautiful fucking way. And again, the name of the album is Aguas. And the band is from this, I assume, this queer girls from the Dominican Republic. Amazing fucking music. I've been listening to it nonstop.
Oh, okay.
¿Y tú qué nos cuentas?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I love podcasts, and there's a new WNYC podcast called Nancy.
Ah, Simon.
That is so good. Like, it makes me laugh and cry. Like,
every single episode.
Mm-hmm. And we listened to it on the way back from L.A. the other day. Like two or three episodes.
It was like 2 a.m. I'm like, dude, don't put podcasts right now. Like, I need like to sing. And you put it on. And I was like, this is beautiful.
You're like, I can't do this right now. It's too real.
I said that. I said, like, I think I'm tired. But I'm like, this is too much.
But Nancy is a podcast about queer LGBTQIAWXYZ people, and it is amazing. It's hosted by two Asian queers,
yes,
which I think is amazing. And so it's like the first episode is like their coming out stories, which is so, it's just, you know, because
they interview their parents.
It's so personal. It's beautiful. And I love the one. I'm a big Harry Potter fan, and there's one about Dumbledore's identity, like because J.K. Rowling said that he was actually a gay man, and like the validity of that. So they get into it. It's a wonderful podcast. Again, WNYC's Nancy podcast. Like Nancy, like an old lady's name, like what they used to call. Or some people still call gay people Nancy's, but they're...
Oh, como mi prima. Shout out, Nancy.
Shout out to our cousin Nancy. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's a wonderful podcast. Bavelito, do you have any church announcements?
Yes, I'm going to be presenting my dissertation for the first time as part of the Alianza of de las Americas and the Denver Art Museum.
That's right. So May 18th, which is today, yes. If you're listening to this the day it came out, mm-hmm. both Bavelito and I will be in Denver. I mean, this is not my thing. It's Bavelito's thing. So like...
Just, for the first time, it's
so,
my thing.
So, like, if you're like low key excited to see me, pretend you're there for him. So, anyway, it's at the Denver Art Museum. I think at like 6:30 p.m. Yeah. I don't know. Google it, Locas. We have it on our website, so you can click on the event there. And I think it's like
$10 or $13,
something yes. like that mm-hmm. to get into the event. And it should be fun. I'm excited to go to Denver and see all our friends. Shout out to Flo and Mercedes and Catalina.
Oh my God.
And Jesse and Lola's Cocina. And we're going to see so many people.
And Potreros.
And Potreros. Oh my God. We're going to go crazy.
I love Denver.
Yes. And if you're going to be in Denver June 2nd, I'm doing a family fiesta performance at the entrance of the museum. So June 2nd at 1 p.m., Denver family. Denver friends, come join
Show
us.
Up. Yes.
It's going to be fun. We're going to have piñatas and cake and wara la cuchara.
La cuchara. Uh-huh.
Also, if you are in the LA area, I will have an opening on June 29th at the Peterson Automotive Museum. The show is called the Art... I don't know what the fuck it's called. I'll put it on the website.
Google it, loca. Barbara Mori.
Oh my God, I forgot the name of the art show that I'm in. Oh, it's a lowrider show. It's the high art of riding low. Boom! Bye! I remembered. Yeah, at the Peterson Automotive Museum. Check it out. Tickets are available online. All right. Anything else, Bavaluco?
That's it. I gotta go catch a plane. Gotta finish those footnotes so you can call me Doctor Bavelito.
Oh, I cannot wait. Call me Doctor, you bitch. As always, you can reach us at latinoswholunch@gmail.com. Send your emails, send your voice memos. You can also go to latinoswholunch.com for all of these events, all updates, and all past episodes. Remember, go on iTunes, go to Apple Podcasts, rate us 5 stars.
5 stars only.
Because visibility
is essential.
And the more reviews we get, the more visible we are. And that's so, so important.
Yes.
And if you don't like the show, go fuck yourself.
A la chingada.
Just kidding. Well, you can if you want, but just don't leave a review, okay? And yeah, I'm Fabi Fab.
And this is Bavelito.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao, ciao.